He told me to wear a sundress. Just a sundress. No bra, no panties. And then, I'm walking through the park beside him. There's heat in my cheeks. My thighs pressed close, utterly exposed beneath the fabric. Convinced everyone can tell. Convinced someone's going to see. Keeps one hand on the small of my back, guiding me like nothing's wrong, like I'm not slick and aching. My thighs were damp, struggling not to squirm with every step. His voice is calm, casual, talking about the weather, the trees, the smell of cut grass. I can barely answer. Not with the wind teasing the hem of my dress. Not when I know there's nothing underneath. Not when I can feel it sticking to the curve of my ass. We pass joggers, a family, a man with a golden retriever. I can't look any of them in the eye. Then, he takes a turn off the main path, shaded, quieter, just the sound of the birds and the rustle of leaves. The moment we're alone, I exhaled hard. He sits on a bench, pats his thigh. I hesitate, just for a moment, to climb into his lap, straddling him, facing out. His hands comes up to my chest while he brushes the neckline of my dress aside, exposes one breast, just one. And my nipple hardens instantly in the breeze. He pinches it and rolls it in between his fingers, smirking softly as I grasp an arch. Oof. I could just remember. Oof. That his hand slides under my skirt. No penetration. Just two fingers pressed flat to my clit. Rubbing. Circling. Just slow at first. Too slow. My hips buck involuntarily, seeking more. He keeps the pressure light, just so cruel, deliberate, teasing circles that make my breath stutter and my thighs tremble. "Don't make a sound," he murmurs. Of course, I nodded, bit my lip, dug my nails into his leg. The sensation spilled like fire under my skin. I can't breathe. I can't blink. I'm right on the edge, just twitching under his touch. So wet, I can feel it on the inside of my thighs. And then he rubs harder. Tighter circles. Faster. And then I break. The orgasm just crashes through me. Silent. Shattering. My whole body just shaking in his lap. Oh, I squeeze my eyes shut. Moan behind closed lips. I'm dripping, pulsing, clenching around nothing. When I slump back, still twitching, still breathless, he tucks the top of my dress onto place, adjusts my skirt, wipes his fingers on my thigh like I'm his napkin. Then he stands, offers his hand, and I take it. My fingers were trembling as he laces them with his warm and steady, like nothing just happened. Like he didn't just make me come in public with nothing but a fingertip and a command. He squeezes once. Not reassurance. It's ownership. And then we walk. His pace easy. Mine was unsteady. Cotton of my dress just clings between my legs with every step. Sticky with evidence. Shame. Heat. His touch. The whole way. Oh, but he holds my hand the whole way. And I let him.